Jeff, happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Curtis.
Welcome to 2024.
It's actually shocking. It's 2024.
Isn't it wonderful out?
Yeah. Actually, the weather has been absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Can't make this up. It's wild. It's wild. What'd you do?
You know, I spent some high quality time with my family. I did a little bit of traveling over the break. I managed to make it to Winnipeg, visit my mom and some relatives there. And yeah, don't just kind of...
I think I saw you in Winnipeg. I was there.
No, you're full of... You know, that's actually remarkable. We have done, I don't know, is this the fifth one or the sixth one? And we have not sworn. And it's been a really, really big effort to clean up the potty mouth a little bit.
You're doing well.
Yeah,
doing
well. Thank you.
That's... You're doing well. Whole new year, though.
Yeah.
So we'll get into it here.
There you go.
Welcome to Equipped Agronomy Podcast, where we bridge the gap between seed equipment and agronomy. This is presented by Borgo Industries here in St. Bruce, Saskatchewan. My name is Curtis DeGoyer, and I have along with me Mr. Jeff Strukoff.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Jeff.
How's it going, Curtis?
Yeah, it's good. Good. We're having a good time.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, today, let's dive in. Let's dive into a big one. Maybe even the biggest one. Nitrogen placement, sideband versus mid-row.
Oh my God, controversy right off the bat. This will be good.
Sideband versus mid-row.
This is going to be good.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to give it a whirl and just kind of chat about it in general. Why? Because it gets talked about a lot. Had been talked about quite a bit. And I think the reason for that, right? Borgo. Borgo and mid-row banders, right? Mid-row. Kind of go hand in hand. Like, what's something that goes hand in hand?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly. Yep. Banders and Borgo.
There you go.
Versus sideband. And, you know, the sideband being the Seedhawks, well, Vatterstat now of the world, the Seedmasters, to a certain point, I guess, sort of the ConservaPax. Yeah. We won't talk about them too much, but that's it. That's kind of the, you know, you talk about Borgo, oh, mid-row. Oh, you talk about Vatterstat, oh, sideband. And that's kind of the way it's always been. It's us versus them versus us. And it's interesting now because we now have our own sideband.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty cool. I really do. I think there's some real interesting things with that opener. We're not going to dive into all the specifics on that opener.
We should actually do a separate episode altogether just on that opener. This has been an interesting experience doing side-by-side comparisons, comparing mid-row N versus sideband N. We've kind of had the luxury of evaluating both systems side-by-side. And you know what? There's strengths and limitations to every seeding system, and we've had every opportunity to evaluate both. And there truly is strengths and limitations to each system. So having that information at your fingertips is, you know, I think really cool.
What I really like about it is that, you know, we can offer both placements now.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can advise customers how to use each tool to the best of their ability.
Exactly. And then that's where we come in, right?
Yeah.
That's the old equipment versus agronomy and, you know,
Tying the two together because they do go hand in hand.
Exactly. So we will dive into it a little bit. We've got quite a few years. We used to run a dual knife, a competitor dual knife here at the farm. We had a 30-foot as well.
Yep.
And to take a look, what's going on? What, like, again, like you said, the strengths and the weaknesses, let's say, on that opener, you know, versus the, you know, a single knife with banders. Or now a dual knife with banders.
That's where the whole Trimax concept came from.
Yep. We threw banders on that competitor dual knife and, yep, hey, let's play around with some placements and, there's some cool things coming out of this.
So this is interesting.
This is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely like to, we're going to stay with nitrogen, but we did talk about phosphorus before and how phosphorus is affected by nitrogen placement. So check that out in a previous episode there on how it takes up. So we're going to talk about just nitrogen in general now. We're going to keep the phosphorus in one spot and we're going to look at how that nitrogen placement, affects our crops. We do have canola and wheat right? We always do it in both. We'll talk about it both a little bit here. Mm-hmm. But let's lay this out a little bit here, because, you know, obviously, why is this important? Well, what's a guy going to buy, right? We've got the option. You can buy a competitor, you can buy ours, you can buy now both from us. And I think that's the coolest part. Mm-hmm. Going back to that thought process there is that, you know, you want a Borgo drill. Well, now we've got these two different places where we didn't have that before. And mm-hmm. I think that's what I really like about this. But now it also raises a lot more questions. Well, which one do I get? Right. And it will come down to individual circumstances, like mm-hmm. you said, advising with that guy, chatting with him, having the dealership sales guy understand that farm a little bit, you know, and what they want to accomplish with that opener. But specifically one pass nitrogen here, and where is it going to cause issues, and where is it going to be, yeah, maybe beneficial? Mm-hmm. So how we set this up, we've got that drill. We've got our leading 7550 cart. We've got the dual knife, the PLDS Paralink dual shank knife with our MRBs, mid-row banders, discs on that drill. And we have the ability then to, again, have the dual knife go on its own, or we can drop down the banders. And then that's how we can play with the nitrogen placement getting moved away. And everything else staying the same. The dual knife is staying the same. The tank staying the same. We have three air kits on that tank, and that's how we can play around with just moving the nitrogen. Everything else stays the same. Just move the nitrogen off to the side. So we've got quite a few years of this data, actually, with this in canola and wheat. Since 2016, we've been playing around with this whole system here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what have we found from that? Again, we're trying to keep everything the same. That's always hold one variable. So we always put the FOS in the sideband in this variable, in this one here, okay? Seed on its own, FOS in the sideband, and then either nitrogen in the sideband or nitrogen in the midrow. Was there any challenges along the way? Was there anything that was really, you know, how do you keep it the same? I would say the differences that are tough to keep the same in general with sideband end versus midrow is, you know, the fact that midrow banding, you're double concentrating the band. Right. And that's
right, on 20 inch. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? And that's, yeah. I would say is a difference. And maybe people don't understand that one, or maybe think about it or think it's a difference mm-hmm. out there. Right. And again, that there's some benefits to that. There's also maybe some, you know, watch outs with it. And so those don't know, one mid row bander feeds two openers. So when we switch between the sideband and the mid row, right, we're actually going from, let's say, on our little 30-foot drill, 12-inch spacing, right? So we got 30 runs. We actually go to 15 banders, doubling up that concentration in the mid-row band. What does that do in the band itself? Well, double concentration of urea means that, you know, basically there's that conversion there where it's got to go urea, ammonia. There's just more in that band where there's less moisture. Okay. Well, it's using up moisture, I should say, not less mm-hmm. moisture. Yeah. It's using it up. So this is the watch out, right? It's got to get those microorganisms going. It's got to start to get that process going. But when that happens, pH levels go through the roof. Well, then those little micros, we'll call them microorganisms, they kind of slow down because they don't like to work in that environment either. So then, you know, moisture's got to come in, you got to dissipate out, and then it gets it going again there. So what it does actually is, kind of slows down that conversion a little bit there, which is also, it's kind of almost like a natural inhibitor a little bit.
Right? Nature's inhibitor.
Nature's inhibitor, putting a double concentration of nitrogen in the ground. It obviously is a little bit further away from the seed row. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big difference. Sideband, putting that end in close. So you got your single band there to every seed row. Maybe the challenge with that one, you can't necessarily easily adjust the depth in it, right? The nitrogen is going to be maybe a little bit higher in the soil profile versus the banders. You can adjust that separately, mm-hmm. right? You know, how do you get that down into the moisture? That's one big difference, I would say. And obviously the proximity mm-hmm. to where that seed is. Now, in this case, our opener, we've got the ability to move it, the fertilizer away from the seed, but we're not going to get into that too much. Just know that we kept it all the same mm. in these trials, right? It just literally move the nitrogen out into the midrow, pop it down, and then everything else stayed the same. Mm. Okay. Kind of lay that out all right. That, I don't know if anybody can do it any.
We've isolated everything right down to one variable. That's a long short of it.
And then we just got nitrogen in the sideband and nitrogen in the mid-row.
There you go. What do we find?
In canola. What we're finding over these last, this is a 6 years of doing that exact comparison here. Dual knife, so we're putting down on average about nine seeds. And we're getting about 5.3 plants coming up with that dual knife. Now, we got to talk about nitrogen rate, though, here before I get too far.
Yeah.
We're anywhere between 120 to 140 pounds of actual N.
Correct.
Correct. So not low.
No.
Not low. And but that's kind of we're looking at, well, as you know, time goes on, guys are going to keep pushing. So we want to get, you know, ahead of where guys are going to be at, right? And where the farms are going to be essentially pushing. So nine plants, we got nine seeds, we got 5.3 plants. When you drop that N down into the mid-row, drop those mid-row banders down, put it in the mid-row, we get 7.2 plants with those high rates. So I think that's undeniable when you look at seed safety in general. And the reason really that Borgo came up with the banders, right, was that seed safety.
Well, I think it's important that you realize that the placement is definitely influencing seedling mortality. And if you're managing your seeding rates and you want to hit your target plant counts, you need to know what you're doing with your fertility. Because there's ways you can improve seedling mortality by placing your nitrogen differently. So
exactly,
guys always want to, when canola is $14 a pound, you don't really want to seed extra knowing full well you're just going to kill it. Well, in some instances, that's just the fact of life. That's what's going to happen. But
well, if you know it, right? Yeah. I think that's probably the biggest thing is you guys going into it with their fertilizer placements mm-hmm. and you know, oh, I grow a good crop. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, you can't disagree with that, right? You know, mm-hmm. looking at the yields here between these two, you know, on average, you know, 50 bushels with a dual or with sideband N, we got 50.9 with the nitrogen out in the mid-row in canola.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, there's years where it goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter then on the plant stand side of it. Well, to yield, I mean, no, not really at all. Like that's very minimal mm-hmm. Difference in yield. What is undeniable is that, you know, it's about 20% mortality, greater mortality with those rates going down the sideband over nitrogen in the mid-row.
So would you say that changes maturity dates?
I would absolutely say that changes maturity dates. Thank you. Like
especially
to
the canola, the branches and flowers longer when it's got more room to grow.
Lower plant stands will always, I would say always, would mm-hmm. that be always will affect your maturity, right? Lower plant stands lengthens maturity, higher plant stands will shorten maturity, right? There's like this linear curve there. You can see it every year on plant stands to yield though. She's... Yeah. Some years, you know, we can't, yeah.
Well, we've even found that lower plant stands out yield higher plant stands.
In certain cases.
In certain cases.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's, you know, especially the dry years. I'll just leave it kind of at that. Dry years, it seems like lower plant stands will out yield. And so it that depends. But going back to the point of, okay, well, I'm going to put this much, I'm going to seed at 4 pounds and I'm getting a good yield and I'm happy. Good. Well, now if I want to seed at 3 pounds, I want to get that same yield. Can I do it? Oh, you probably can, but what's happening there? What happens if I want to go down to like 2.5 pounds? What happens if I really want to cut the rates? You know, how can we ensure that we're getting the most plants yet without killing too much? And this is a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's understanding the fact that there is mortality by your different placement in nitrogen. And this one being nitrogen in the sideband, especially at higher rates, is going to kill more canola than out in the mid-row. Still get a good crop? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Any, you know, to your point of, does it matter? Does that matter? And guys are accepting of it? Sure. Give her then, right? You know what? I don't want mid-rows. I don't want anything to do with those things. I just want the sideband and I'm going to go ahead, put that on. I know I'm going to kill some plants, but that's a cost. That's just the cost of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine if you understand it, right? If you realize that, but it's more to the point of, you know what? I want to cut some input costs. Well, here's a way to do it.
Yeah, just you have to have an understanding of what you're doing.
We actually, this year, We said, okay, that 20% mortality rate. We said, well, what happens if we were to do exactly that? We're going to cut our seeding rate by 20%. And what we found there was it actually did reduce our plant stand, which it should have, right? So this particular year here, you know, again, we were putting down eight plants this year, eight seeds. I keep saying that wrong. Eight seeds. Eight seeds was going down. So it was about, I think it was just under 4 or just under 5 pounds. Maybe it was right around 5 pounds with the size of seed this year. Let's say in the triple shoot configuration, seed on its own, FOSS out in the sideband, and then the MRB mid-row banders put nitrogen in the mid-row. We had 7.1 plants this year. Pretty good. With the nitrogen, we bring it in close. We put it into the sideband. We got 5.7 plants out of a possible eight seeds. Dropped it just like we thought again, right? Everything is like 20-some percent decrease. Well, then we decreased our seed by 20% and we got 5.3 plants. So we brought it down to where it was. And the whole reason for doing this is to say, well, is nitrogen and killing plants the only effect it has on the crop? It just kills the plants. Is there any other difference in uptake or anything like that going on? And, you know, 1 year of doing it this way, we found, well, the yields were exactly the same between the sideband and the 20% reduction. And it was actually pretty close to the triple shoot. We were a dry year this year in general. So, you know, from this first year data, it's like, well, the crop actually reacted the same, right? So it's just how the crop reacts is a function of plant stand. And we can kill plant stand with nitrogen placement. Does that?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We've gone through this exercise and, you know, we've seen it with our own eyes.
Yeah.
And you remember the very first year when we were seeding the farm and we were like, well, we're finding all this stuff out. Like, why aren't we incorporating this into the farm? And it was kind of a brave first step because we actually were, you know, more of a traditional, let's seed at 4.5 pounds and that's the way we're going to do it. And then all of a sudden when we realized that, okay, now we've got this brand new shiny Trimax drill. We know how we're going to place our nitrogen. We're moving it away from the seed row. We're putting all our immobile nutrients in the sideband and only canola is going in the seed row. Fantastic. Let's go seed at 4.5 pounds. Well, why would we do that? We know from all these trials that we've done, you know, I think the very first year we estimated that our mortality was 20% and we still had too many more.
It might have been a bit higher. I think we might have still been, you know, we weren't at 50, but we're like, maybe 40 or 30%.
30. And then actually last year we felt comfortable at 15 to 20% mortality.
Yeah.
And we seeded accordingly. And
like where we're seeding at?
You know, seed companies are not going to be very happy with us, but it's, you know, not all about them all the time. just with the seed size that we had, we seeded at 2.85 pounds and we hit our target plant counts.
What was our target? We're kind of aiming for that, what, four plants, five plants?
Four and a half to 5.5 plants is what the target was.
Call it five.
Okay, we'll call it five.
Okay, call it five.
Yeah.
Okay, which is, you know, and we were getting down, you're right, we're getting down there. We'll chat about, you know, in an episode where we're, you know, seeding rates in general, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of where, to your point of the trials that we do, are finding out this information, let's implement it, right? And that's what we did. Right. That's a good point. That's great.
You know, but I'm the first one to admit,
You were very scared.
I thought...
You were scared, the right word. You were hesitant.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to grow a big set of nuts when you walk out into the field and there's not the plants, like it's not thick, like hair in a dog's back. Like,
give it a minute.
You know, if you had a really thick stand and one that's really sparse on one side and you ask farmers, well, which one would you want? Well, they always lean to the one that has the most plants because that looks so nice. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, the one that maybe looks a little bit more sparse branches out. It does what it's supposed to do. And at the end of the day, it actually makes you more money.
Yeah. Both input and in some years actually produces more output.
Yeah. But without the trials and without gaining that comfort level, we probably never would have done that. So
you got to have a planter to go that low, man. that might be coming up in another discussion here as well.
You didn't even write that down in the topic that we were going to cover and you're delving into this. Leave that alone. We'll do that at another time.
You're right, though. We knew our mortality. We knew where we were at. And then we adjusted our seeding rate accordingly. And you know, bring this back to nitrogen placement. That's part of it.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Right. So nitrogen, you know, in that case there, you know, we're doing a single pass with it, right? There's ways, you know, on that dual knife, I guess, we move that nitrogen out with anhydrous or, you know, broadcast even, just get it away from the sideband. This opener has got some really cool features into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, makes it, you know, pretty foolproof as far as getting the crop up and going. And
well, it's actually beneficial in my opinion. And it's just, you know me, I'm pretty opinionated. you get a blacker furrow.
Yeah.
It seems to absorb a little bit more sunlight.
Yep.
You get colder overnight temperatures early May, and it just seems to bring things on. But visually, I think that's a big thing too. Visually, you get a lot of straw thrown off of the furrow. So when the plants do come out of the ground, visually, it looks very appealing.
Looks very
good. Nice green cotyledons on a black backdrop. But when you compare it to a 33-35, 33-20 with mid-row banders, you still have a little straw in the seed row and everything. People don't know this, but Curtis goes out and he counts because he's a counter. And statistically, you have the exact same plant count on both sides. It's just one is more visually appealing than the other.
And that's a...
And yeah.
We are going to dive in. We're going to dive into that on another episode.
Okay, I'll shut up now.
No, that's that. We are going to go into the dual knife in general, and there's a lot of cool things with it. Yeah. And a lot of our features too can get implemented into that, mm-hmm. to that well as well with our equipment. So, but that's where we're going to end this conversation today.
Okay.
It wasn't get too crazy, I guess, on it, on the nitrogen.
Well, you didn't throw anything at me anyway. So
there's no, it's just knowing and in the sideband versus and in the mid-row kind of thing, right? And knowing what it does on your canola there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know what? We're on it there. So tune in next episode. And, you know, we're going to continue our chats here. We got lots to go, a lot of chatting on different topics. But yeah, we're going to get back into the agronomics of equipment and get you growing. Thanks for tuning in.
Have a great day.